Abba says, Lefi she'ein v'kiyam l'shmo. Because the people living in Chutz Loretz do not know the halachis. They do not know this new halacha that a get has to be written l'shmo. It has to be written for the purpose of this lady, for the purpose of this husband. That's called l'shmo. Like Rashi says, Lefi she'ein v'kiyam l'shmo. That means, ein b'nei medina sayyam b'nei Torah. The people living outside in America, outside in Chutz Loretz, are not b'nei Torah. They don't know how to learn that much. And we have to be afraid, maybe they do not know this halacha, that the get has to be written for the purpose of this wife. The pasuk says, v'kosav lo sefer krisus. You have to write to her a sefer krisus, a get. And we dash in law, what does the word mean, law to her? Tahainu lishmo, the get has to be written for her purpose. That means the sefer, the one that's writing it, has to have her in mind and say, I'm writing this get for this Rachel. Hilkach, therefore, oimer hashliach, when the get is given over, the shliach has to say, before nine nechtam, in front of me the get was written and the get was signed. So Rashi's bothered by, like, so what? So what if the get was written in front of him? But maybe it wasn't written l'shmo. So Rashi adds on, O memela shalinen lei. And memela means automatically, the bezdin or the people there will ask him, do you know if it was written l'shmo or not? O memela shalinen lei im nichtav l'shmo. Automatically the people there will ask the shliach, you say the get was written in front of you, if so, do you know was it written l'shmo or not? He'll answer back, in, yes, I know it was written l'shmo. So that's how, according to at least the Havim into the Gemara now, that if there was really a problem, that the people did not know l'shmo, so how do we know the get was written l'shmo? So Rashi says, because of course we're going to ask the shliach, and he's going to answer us back and say, yes, the get was written l'shmo. And Rashi therefore says, l'kam mefarish, later the Gemara itself asks the question, my time le'atzrichu na milameim l'shmo. If so, why wasn't there a takono that the shliach should have to speak out right away and say, before nine nechtav lishmo? If no purpose of him telling us that it was written in front of him was that he's telling us it was written lishmo, so the best thing would be then that the shliach should speak out right and say, before nine nechtav lishmo. The Gemara is going to say, we don't want it to say three words. We're afraid maybe you'll forget one of them. We only want it to say just two. But I call upon him here in the Havamin of the Gemara now, Rashi learns that Memela, the Locher is, that we do have to ask him if it was written l'shmo or not. We'll see later on in Dav Gimel, Rashi says not like this. That's the Fidah Maskonis HaGemara. But according to the Havamin, right now we're going that we have to ask the Shliach, do you know it was written l'shmo? And he says yes. Tosis Agav asked the question like, how come we're only afraid about this halach of l'shmo? Like there are a lot of halachas about Gittin. How are you supposed to write it? It shouldn't be written mechubar, or the change of the names. It can't be written b'yoyim and starting b'layla. So how come Rabbi says we're only afraid about the loch of lishmo? So Toys answers the first of Benatan, the b'chol hilchas gittin b'kiyim. Stack it true, all the other halachas of gittin, most probably the bezdin, knows the halachas. Elo dahach drosha. This special drosha we dashin, the b'kosav lo lishmo. That the Torah says you have to write to get law for her, is Eina Nirus Lemikah Drosha. This people think is not the main Drosha, but the Torah doesn't say clearly you have to write it Lishmo. The Torah just says the Kosav Law, a word law. And we dashing from the word law, it means you have to write it Lishmo. So this one Drosha, Rabbeinu Tam says that the people in Chutz Loretz are not Bekiyim. The Ein Bekiyim Pirish, what does that mean? Ein Choshishin LaDrosha. They don't care so much about this Drosha, the Lishmo. Because it's not the main pshan the posik. So Torah speaks out liyacha shalomdu. That's what the Gemara says later. That later on, even in Chutz Loretz, they know the halachis. What does that mean? That means liyacha shekiblu. That means later they were mekabel. They accepted this drasha to be a real drasha. So that's the way Torah explains that Rabbi says that this drasha of the kosav lo lishmo, it's not so clear. Therefore, we have to be afraid that the people in Chutz Loretz do not hold from this Drosha. So we have to be afraid maybe the get was not written l'shmo. That's why the Rabbanu were masaking that when the Shliach gives over the get, the Shliach has to say before nine nechtam, and Rashi says, Memelu, we're going to ask him if it was written l'shmo or not. That's Rabbah's reason. Rav Amar, Rava says, Lefi she'ein edim mitzuyim lekaimoy. No, edim don't travel so often. From Chutzlar, Teretz Yisrael, people don't travel so much. So therefore we have to be afraid, like Rashi says, Lefi she'ein edim mitzuyim lekaimoy. That means ein shayoros mitzuyas misham lekan. People, caravans don't travel so much from Chutzlar, Teretz Yisrael. So what are we afraid about? Shim yovo yabal v'yaru. We have to be afraid maybe later the husband will come and complain and loimer and say, loy kasavtiv, I did not have this get written up. She weighed him, and so say the get was forged, or he didn't write up the get, or it wasn't written lishma. That's what we have to be afraid about. So we want to have she weighed him, it's suyim lahakech simasaydim. We want to have it that edim should be around here that recognize the signatures. And therefore, v'heminu l'shliach. The Rabbanah made a new takana that we're going to believe the shliach. When the shliach speaks out and says, before nai nechtam, in front of me the get was written, and the get was signed, we believe the shliach. And that has a locha like kiyum, as if the shliach now, the eidechod, is being mekayim v'shtar. Later the Gemara is going to ask the question, that bein l'rova, bein l'rab li'boy trei. Soon the Gemara is going to ask the question according to both of them. Both according to Rabbah, that we're afraid maybe the get was not written l'shmo, so we have a real doubt if the get is kosher or not. And we know the klal is, by Dovah Sheberva, you have to have two edim. So that's the next Gemara's question. How come the Mishnah says we believe the shliach, the eidechot? And the same thing Rav also. Now, according to Rav, the pshat is, he's not afraid about l'shmo. He holds no... People are chutzlaret, like who writes up Gidden? It's a Bezdin, not a private person. It's a Bezdin that writes up the Gidden. So Bezdin must probably know what the Aloch is. So Rav is not afraid about Lishmo. Rav says the main thing he's afraid about is that we have to be afraid that if the get was written in chutzlaret, and you give over the get to the wife living in another city, that in another city, the people there will not recognize the signatures of the Edim. So we have to be afraid that later maybe the husband will feel bad he gave his wife a get, and he'll come in the blue moon and start complaining that the get is no good, and really the get was good. Just the husband feels bad he gave her a get. So we have to have kiyum then. What does kiyum mean? That we have to have two people that recognize the signatures of the edim that could tell us, yes, this was not forged edim, but this is their signature. Now here, since the get was written someplace else, and the get is over here now. In this city here, nobody will recognize the signatures. So then the get will be bottled. That's why the Chum made a takona that we want when the shliach gives over the get. Right away he says, before nai nechtam, and right away that is the kiyum get. By him telling us that he saw the signatures of these edim, he is telling us that this shtar, this get is a good get. And the male, if the husband comes later and complains, we will not believe the husband later. The husband will not be believed. Which we also have to understand. Why not? Nuhur, it's one against one. That we'll see later on. But this is the machlokes now mishnah. Why do we have to have this takana that the shliach has to tell us before nai nechtam? Is it a svara of lishmo? And then nuhur adik would be before nai nechtav. And according to Rava, nuhur adik is before nai nechtam. That it should be signed. In order that you should be able to be mekayim the shtar right now. The Gemara says, "My benayu." What's the difference between the two reasons? Ikah benayu. There are a lot of differences. One difference is ikah benayu the yisur betray. Let's say two people brought the get. There were two shluchim that brought the get. See, if we're afraid that the get was not written lishma, the get again was written in California, and it's sent over to New York. If we're afraid that the get was not written lishmo in California, so now when the two shluchim give over the get in New York, they still have to say before nai nechtav, because our doubt is maybe it wasn't written lishmo. So according to Rabbah, the shliach would still have, the two shluchim would still have to tell us before nai nechtav it was written lishmo in front of me. But according to Rabbah, that we're only afraid that maybe if the husband comes later to complain, there won't be people around to be mekayim the shtar, that we're not afraid about. Since two edim came and brought the shtar, these two edim could be mekayim the shtar later. Like these two edim know about the signatures. That's the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns this, Yur betrei, u shneyem nasu shluchim legal gashur, We're talking about these two of them are shluchim to give over the get. For ya get yotze matachas yidei shneim. Is the rabba boy lemeima, the rabba le boy lemeima. Sherei shneim heim. V'im yara baal, harei hem mitzuyin lekaimoi. But according to Rava, we're only afraid that maybe the husband will come and complain, and there'll be nobody around to be the kayim the shtar. But if two Edim brought the shtar, these two Edim are around right now, and they of course recognize the signatures. So therefore we're not afraid maybe the husband will come. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns a little bit differently. Tosfos is like, yes, the kasha and Rashi. Tosfos says, the Asur Beitrei. Pesha Kuntris. The kasha, Tosfos says, the Yotta, the Kippa Tolulu, like these two Edim that brought the gift. True, right now they could be mayor, they know the signatures. But do we keep them in jail? That they're always around whenever the husband will come and complain. Like, why aren't we afraid maybe the husband will come and complain next week, and by that time they went home already, they're not around. So why does it help the fact that two Edim brought the gift? So what? We have to be afraid next week there won't be anybody to be Mekayim the Shtar. See, if what Toys learns the Pshat is, the Asiyul Beitre, Toys learns V'yamri, the Edim tell us, Shehabal Shochem, that the husband sent them, and the Sulem Hemelayim Lo Shalachtim. Then later, if the husband comes to complain and says, I did not send these Shluchim, we don't believe the husband. So the Pshat is, if two Shluchim come now and tell us, the husband sent us, we're not afraid the husband will come later to complain that he didn't have the get written l'shmo, or he didn't have the get really signed good. Because since we hear from two Edim right now that the husband sent them, so we hear the husband really wants to give a get. Therefore, we're not afraid the husband will come and complain later. Therefore, according to Rava, there's no takana before the nechta, before the nechta. That's the way Tosfos learns. All right, turn over. Yeah, so far that's one difference, the Gemara says. One difference is if two Edim bring the get. In Ami, the Gemara says, Me Medina le Medina Beretz Yisrael. Let's say you send it from Yehuda to from the Golul to the Negev. Like you send the get from up north to down south in Eretz Yisrael. What's going to be the halacha? If the Svar is like Rabba, we're afraid of Lishma in Eretz Yisrael, they know the halachas. So the Shliach that brings the get will not have to say before the Nechtav. But if the Svar is according to Rava, that people do not travel so much, and they do not know the signatures, so even in Eretz Yisrael also will be the same halacha. From very far distances in Eretz Yisrael, if the get was written way up in the Galil, and then you're sending it down to in the south, so then you would have to say before the Nechtav, even in Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi says, Gan Yehuda of a Golo. The Sagar Hashtad Lashkicha Shiyasa. The Havamin is right now that people don't travel so much. So therefore, if it's a Svar like Rabbat Lishmo, we're not afraid. But if the time is Mishum Rava, that the Shayoras are not Mitsuyais, we are afraid. In Nami, the Gemara says, the third difference is, Biyoisa Medina Bamdina Sayom. A get that was written here in California, that the husband is living in Chvesan Spalding, and his wife is living on Alta Vista, and they have to send the get. So they send the mamish in the same city a shliach takes the get from right here, downstairs here, to the lady's house. So according to Rabba, the time is Mishum Lishmo. In the chutzlach in California, we're afraid. Maybe they don't know Lishmo. So therefore, even though the get is sent from a nearby place, still you would have to say before the nechtam. But according to Rava, that the time is we're afraid that people are not around to recognize the signatures. If the Edim sign live here in L.A., so everybody here in L.A. recognize the signatures. You have Moshe Dubit signed on the star, so everybody knows the signature. So Mela, from here to there, 1 mile away, everybody knows the signature. So then, according to Rava, you would not have to have the Shliach say before the Nechtav. So this is the differences between Lishmo and Mishum, Ein Shayaris Mitzuyas, Ein Edim Mitzuyin. Later on, the Gemara will explain exactly clear if one holds from the other Svar or not. That we'll see later on. Now the Gemara asks the kash like this. For at the Gemara, Ula Rabba di Yomar, Lefi Shem Biki Lishmo, according to Rabba that says, when the Shliach brings the get, we really have a suffix of doubt that maybe this get was not written Lishmo. In other words, they have a good doubt. Maybe the get is possible. If so, Liboy Trey. If so, how do we believe the Shliach that he tells us he knows the way Rashi says he knows the get was written l'shmo, he's only one aid. L'chur, we should have to have two aidim. Midi hevi akol ed yishem b'Torah. Like any other case of edis in the Torah. We know edis, always you have to have two. So how come over here we're believing one? Gemara's first one to say no, I'll tell you, eid echad nemen b'yisurim. I tell you that's the klal, that we believe in eid echad by yisurim. And here the chur is a shayla in yisurim and isur. Is this lady, is the get a good get or not? So it's a shayla hilchos isur v'heter. Is she going to be a mutter to get married to another husband or not? Is the get kosher or not? It's a shayla in yisurim. And the klal is, we know, when eid echad is nemen b'yisurim. How do we know when they dechlas them to be surim? That's also machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says over here, Rashi learns it's a svara. Rashi says shereihem minu Torah kol echad v'echad mi Yisrael al afrosha truma. It's a svara. Everybody's believed to say that he took off truma, or else v'yal ashchita v'yal nikar agid v'achelif. Like, how do you believe the shochet that he made a good shchita? Helamai it's a davar shebe isur, and we believe in eidechot. So Rashi learns it's al svaris, that's meisim b'chol yoyim. Tosfos learns that we learn it out from Nida, that the Ashinu Perek Hamadir, Pesach says, v'sofra lo liyatzma, that we believe in Isha Nida, she's nemon to say that she's tor, so you see there, neidechot is nemon. The Gemara still says, eimo diyarmina neidechot nemon b'yisurim, b'yisurim, when do we say this klal neidechot is nemon b'yisurim? That's kagoyin chaticha, sofik shal chelev, sofik shal shumen. If you have a piece of meat here, a piece of fat, and we have a doubt whether it's chaylev treifa fat, or whether it's shuman kosher fat, the lo yischazik yisura. It was never for sure that this piece is osa. It's not a schazik. We don't know for sure that before it was osa. Right now we have a doubt, what type of fat is this? Then the locher is you believe in eidechot. Aval hocha, but over here, this isha, we know for sure she was married up until now. The yischazik yisura. For sure, up until now, she was an Eishes Ish. She was a married lady. The Eishes Ish. She's an Eishes Ish. Now we have a doubt, is this get kosher or not? We have a doubt if this get could take away her cheskas Eishes Ish. So when you're going against the chazdokah, there the locher is, and eidechot is not nemon. Then the Gemara says another question. It's a shayla hayigurus. Hayigurus vehevei, or with a vav or without the vav. Our gesser is hevei dover sheberva. That it's a davar sheberva, and the klal is v'yein davar sheberva pachas mishnayim. Any hilchas edus, what's nageya to ishus, an erva, asuring a wife on a husband, that's a new halach, you have to have two edim. So Sran has the girsa v'heve davar sheberva. It's like a second question by itself. In other words, it could be a davar sheberva even though it's not a chazik yisura. But if you have the girsa the way we have it in the Gemara, that in order to make something a davar sheberva, it first has to be a schazik yisura. It's like one question. Here, since it's a schazik yisura, for sure she was a married lady before, now to take away this marriage is called a davar sheberva. And the klal is, we know, v'yein davar sheberva, pachas mishnayim. Like Rashi says, we dash and sukkim, we had in faith that we just had. Rashi says, the afinan davar davar mimaman. Ksiv hoch, it says by the pasha of Erva, ki motzah v'erva's dover, or ksiv hosam al-pishnai meidim yokim dover, we had a masech the site of Yimlum Abayz. So the question is then, here, by getting to dover shem Erva, so how could we believe the shliach and eidechod, we should have to have two eidim? So Gemara answers like this, I'll tell you roiv v'kiyinheim, I'll tell you midi your eyes to hear, there's no doubt. For sure, even a chutz loretz, roiv v'kiyin, most people know the halachas, and Rashi says, v'yein l'choishtun. Really, really, we should not have a doubt if this get is kosher or not. Like, really, we should say, of course, the get is kosher. And the Afidu Rabbi Meir, even according to Rabbi Meir Shita, the Chayish Lemutai, even Rabbi Meir Shita, Amol Midir Eis even, he is afraid for the Miyat. Like, he holds the Locha, Kotten and the Ketana, we don't let them make Chlitzo Yibum. And the Kotten, we're afraid, maybe when he grows up, he'll be a Saurus. And the Ketana, we're afraid, maybe should be an idleness. And the Chum say, go bus arrive. Most people will be normal people. Rav Meir is afraid, no, for the meat, we don't let a katan a ketana make yibman chalitza. So you see, according to Rav Meir, even midiraisa, he is afraid for the minority. So Gemara says, here's different. Here I'll tell you, stam, sifri didaini, migmagmiri. And Rashi says, it means, soifre hadayonim. The people that write up the gittin, who writes it up? Shrigil nichtav kol shtari gittin. Migmagmiri, the people that write up the soifrim, that write up the gittin, they know the halachas. Said Rashi, to get isha boy lishmo. Because not anybody writes up a get. You have to go to Beis Din, like a special sefer writes up the get. Therefore, even according to Reb Meir, midiraisa, there'll be no chash, no suffix. That avada piroivir, that the get was kosher. It's only the Rabbanan, the Gemara says, who the yatzuch. There's only a little chashash mid Rabbanan. There's only a chashash mid Rabbanan, like Rashi says. So it's the machloikas what the chashash Rabbanan is. Toi Rashi learns that lemeichesh de milsa, we have to be afraid, mishum dika di ashkakos of yoimid. We have to be afraid, sometimes the husband will find a get that was already written for a different man and for a different wife, that has the same name as him and his wife, and the husband now will come and use it. And then avada the get is possible. So Rashi learns there is a slight chashash mid rabbonin, that maybe the get is not lishmo, but that's only a slight chashash mid rabbonin. Therefore, for hocha mishum miguna,